Welcome to the Miss Muggsy One-of-a-Kind Psychic Medium Show. Call in now to get your psychic reading. Please keep it to one question because lines fill up quickly. The numbers to call now are toll-free worldwide 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Welcome to the Ms. Muggsy Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ms. Muggsy Show. We are going to be taking calls, and I'm waiting for my new caller. Welcome
Hi,
to the Ms. Muggsy Show. Who am I talking to?
Trisha.
Hi. I need you to talk a little bit louder so I can hear your voice.
Okay. You're talking to Trisha from Rhode Island.
Oh, Trisha. Hi, Trisha.
How are you?
What do you want me to look at? Let me hear your voice first before you ask me anything. Just tell me how you wash a car.
So I wash my car, since I live in New England, quite often because it's full of a lot of salt.
Do you have a man
smell.
Around you now that's giving you problems? There's something with a man.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I get a man, and he's giving you problems and something that you're going to have to deal with. If you don't know about it now, write it down because it might be something that's coming up. I'm also hearing, too, that you have a health issue coming up soon, too. Do you have anything to do with a toothache?
No.
Okay, write it down. I get weird stuff. I don't know. Just write it down, and let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right, what do you want me to look at?
I recently had a disagreement with a friend of mine, and I was wondering if you saw it being resolved.
It's not a male?
No, it's not.
It's a female. Okay, here's where I make a mistake sometimes. Does the female, is she aggressive, or does she have, like, a lot of male energy?
Yeah, you could say that.
Thank you. That's how I misread that situation all the time, because I'm getting, like, a lot of testosterone around it, or I don't know how to really explain it, but I can misread that. I think that situation is going to take a little bit of time, and I'm getting that you're going to have to be patient, but the other thing that I'm picking up on is it seems like you have to have stronger boundaries, too, and you're going to be tested around it. Do you want me to spy on the lady?
Sure.
Okay, give me her name.
Caroline.
Oh, you know what I get around her is it seems like she's kind of messed up right now. I'm getting like her, like a lot of confusion in her head and like things don't make sense to her and I'm getting a lot of frustration around her. I'm also getting, you know when some people's lives just aren't going right and they seem to vomit on everybody else around them?
Right.
And the other thing that I'm picking up around her too is jealousy. Is she jealous of you? Your life to me seems like it's going a little bit better or easier. Well, to her, in her eyes, it looks that way. And there's some jealousy going on.
Okay.
You look like you're more in control. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And she's jealous of that. The other thing that I get, too, is, and you probably won't agree with me, but I pick up that you're smart, too, or she looks at you as being smart and you handle things smartly. I'm also getting, like, you don't just jump into things. You kind of sit back and research things first, and you attempt to make wiser choices. Does that make sense?
Yes.
She's envious of that. And it also seems to me like you're not the type of person that would just jump in and do something like a Brer Rabbit, just running forward and haphazardly making decisions. It seems like you're really kind of controlled, you're centered, you strategize a little bit, and you make more of educated decisions, where she doesn't seem like she does that sometimes. She seems very unbalanced to me.
Well, that may be the reason why we're arguing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I get the feeling. Is it a love interest, may I ask?
No.
Okay. I don't want to assume any. I'm sorry?
Not on my part.
Ew. Okay. I just get the feeling like she needs to ground herself a little bit more. She's not grounded at all. And she doesn't really know where she's going. She kind of seems like a kite to me flying in the air. And she needs to ground herself. But the jealousy thing is what is bothering me, because she's going to make poor choices. And the other thing, too, is it seems like the more that you pull away, the meaner she's going to get or the madder she's going to get. Does she throw insult or does she say things that are inappropriate and hurtful?
Recently that happened.
Okay. Because I get a feeling like that might come up again as you pull away. It seems like you're going to be pulling away a little bit.
So there's no way to resolve it.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I get the feeling like, okay, here's the deal. You're going to have to train her. So as when she's treating you the way that you want to be treated and it's respectful, then you're going to have to let her know that you appreciate the way she's treating you, and the communication is really good. When she's kind of immature to me in some spiritual ways, where she seems like she needs to be kind of disciplined in a loving way. So when she's not treating you respectfully, that you set those boundaries and pull away from her, give her some quiet time, and then she'll come back around you, and she'll gradually start to see where she's making mistakes. The other thing that's kind of curious to me, too, is, does she brag, or does she study, or does she pretend to be, like, on a spiritual quest or know stuff, or, but she's really not?
Pretends to be, portrays very Christian.
Okay, that's what I was getting, yeah. But she's not. She's really faulting, and she's kind of doing exactly the opposite of what she should be doing, which gets people around her to mistrust her, too.
Right.
I think she's going to be having some major issues coming up this year, and I get her losing a lot of friends or people distrusting her. Her words are not the same as her actions, and this contradiction is really going to lead to a lot of distrust.
Which is why I figured she'd need a friend, and I was trying to resolve this.
Right, and you can be in her world as long as she respects you and treats you well. But when she starts walking or using you or the other thing that I don't like, too, is she does these underhanded gimmicks to control people. The manipulation thing, I'm not into that. And I think that's probably what you don't appreciate either, because it seems like she tries to manipulate.
That hasn't happened yet.
I think as she starts to get more desperate, you're going to start to see it. And I do have to say that she is a good person. I mean, she does have a lot to offer once she figures out where she's going. To me, I kind of get the image like she's trying to go someplace on a trip, and she keeps taking all these, like, you know, you're driving down the freeway, and she keeps going on the off-ramp. So then she'll get back on, she'll drive for a little bit, and she's going on the off-ramp. So it's taken her a really hard time to get to her destination because she's always taken that off-ramp.
Right.
Does she have a younger man in her life, do you know?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Because I get somebody around her that is not influencing her, who's really unbalanced as well, and they seem to just feed off of each other.
Maybe that's causing it. You could be right.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that this coming across. And like I said, it could be another woman that comes across as a boy. But I'm seeing a boy, and he seems like he's got brown hair, and he's about 6 foot or so. He seems very immature to me, so I couldn't give you an age.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, okay, there's your reading. I hope I did okay.
Great, I appreciate it.
And in the chat room, I have Cinnamon Moon in there, and she's given free chat room readings, and it's in Muggsy's Den. Make sure that when you go to the chat room that you go down to the bottom and select Muggsy's Den so you can get in and go see Cinnamon and get another reading.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay, you guys, we're going to the next caller. I'm ready. Hi, this is Ms. Muggsy.
Greetings, Muggsy.
Hi, Frank.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you've got such a distinct voice. I love it when you call in. Let me just see what I can get around you before you say anything. I'm getting a very strong sense of a male around you. I'm thinking it might be your attorney because he's coming across as an authoritative figure. Ooh, I do have your brother. He's coming in. He's saying things are going to get better. He's saying patience, patience. He's saying that things are starting to work out. Is the lawsuit stuff? I keep getting this. Your sister's pulling back. Have you seen this?
No, but two persons were served today, or maybe over the weekend. Their name is Jackie and Hugo Jr. They're my nieces and nephew.
I'm also getting that they have a lot to tell. There's a story to tell.
Are they going to...
Okay, with Jackie, I believe it's Jackie. It doesn't seem like Jackie is going to hold back either. Like, I just get like, I don't care, I'm going to tell the truth. And she's got a story to tell. And she knows what's going on, and she's got a story. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, she does. A lot of things happened to her, and it was swept under the carpet, and... Anyway, I want to bring it out in the open, but I don't know how to approach her, or is she going to approach me, or what should I do?
I can see her talking to your attorney. I don't get necessarily to be talking with you as much as sitting with your attorney and telling your attorney what's going on. The other thing that I'm picking up, too, is it seems like she needs to be vindicated. She needs to, if nothing else, just tell her side of the story and what took place. But I see your attorney being very encouraging, and the more encouraging is, the more she talks. So I don't know. I think that your attorney's going to send her a letter or something. She's going in to see your attorney. Does your attorney have dark hair?
Well, he has light hair now because it's kind of gray. He's over 60 years old, close to 70.
Okay. Did he used to have dark hair? That's funny, because I always see what color they used to have.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. He's Italian.
Okay. Yeah, okay. See, I don't see gray hair, and I don't see dyed hair. I always see the original color. I think you just need to sit back, and things are going to start to come together, Frank. I think more and more stuff is going to be coming up, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jackie came forward. The key is to get her to your attorney, because then a whole can of worms. Remember a couple months ago I told you that things were going to start to come out and your sister was going to start to back off, and then they're just going to want to settle. And that's it's going to start to happen. I'm sorry?
Someone was going to side. You had mentioned someone was going to side with me, one of my sisters.
It might be this Jackie person coming in. I don't know. I don't remember what I saw, but I'm seeing the same video where people are going to start giving evidence and your sister's going to run and hide, and there's going to be some kind of a quick settlement once that happens. So sit back, just kick your feet up. I think it's a good move. Let me know what happens.
I sure will. And my sister Sally, what does she think about it?
I don't know. I don't get much on her. I just get her sitting and thinking. I just get her watching. I don't get her really doing anything yet.
She seems like she's watching. Okay, and I also had a dream about my sister Nancy. I tried to help her. She was homeless, and I told her she could only stay here for 2 weeks, and then she was being a squatter, and then I woke up.
Do you know what that has to do with?
I don't know. Maybe she's going to try to befriend me or just play some
what
games.
What that has to do with is that anytime you have a dream about a house, that has to do with spirituality. So she doesn't have spirituality of her own. She's not grounded. She's not in a spiritual frame of mind. You offering your house is like you offering your spirituality, which she really enjoys to the point where she wants to squat yours, steal yours, because she doesn't want to make her own. Watch out and be careful. This is a problematic area that most of us psychics deal with, because we become lighthouses and people want to steal our light versus creating their own. And your sister seems to be one of those. And it's okay for her to get a taste or sample your spirituality, but she's not allowed to steal it or squat it. So that's kind of a warning, but it's also telling you where she's going. And she's not coming from a very spiritual place right now.
No, she does a lot of Wicca.
Yeah, see what I mean? But I do get the feeling that she's going to appreciate, value your spirituality to the point where she's going to want to squat it. So anyway, but check in with Cinnamon. There might be some other readers in there. I'm not sure. I haven't been in there, but I've asked a couple of them to go in there. So go get another reading and see what you can get from them. Cinnamon is really good.
Okay, I'm driving right now. I'm in Beaumont, California.
So. Oh, okay. Wow, I'm impressed. You remembered me. Then check in with us on Sunday night, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Frank, okay. You take care, and don't worry. Things are going to start to come together for you, all right?
Thank you. Many blessings, and one of these days I'll drive up to Fresno to meet you.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye, hon.
Thanks.
Okay, we've got two callers on the line now, I think. And you guys waiting, let me tell you, if you're calling in on a line and it's busy, we have five lines, and to check which number, go into the chat room and ask Seth what line is open, because he's in there to help you out. Okay, next caller. Hi, you're on there with Muggsy.
Hello, Muggsy.
Hello.
Hello.
They never know.
Hello?
It's me. Hi, you're on there with Muggsy.
Hello.
Hi, seriously, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi, Muggsy. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Marina.
Hi, Marina. Have I talked to you before?
Yes, you have, yeah. It's been a little bit, like a little while ago, but yeah, you have.
Okay, good. All right, what do you want me to look at?
I want you, I don't know if you can see anything about my ex, because like, he still doesn't respond to my calls or anything, period.
Okay. Be careful about telling me too much, all right?
Okay.
What I get around him is it seems like he has got a bunch of problems and things that he needs to work out. And it seems like he's really not in a good place right now. He's not too happy. He seems like he's also avoiding you. Does he have another woman around him?
Yeah, he's married. He's married now, and yeah, she,
Okay. Cause, I don't get that that's going so well, but I don't get the feeling like he's gonna want to involve you. Does he owe you money?
No. Cause right now, like this past August, he got in trouble with the law. And now he has limitations to what he can do and, you know, so forth. And so I'm just trying to, you know, like, communicate with him because of my children. And
that's
I wanted,
what I'm getting.
Know.
I'm getting, like, there's something that he wants to give you or he thinks he should give you. I'm not sure if it's one of the kids' birthdays coming up and he wants to get him a birthday present, but there's something that he wants to get, and he's thinking about this. I'm telling you, it's very pressing. And I'm also getting, too, is he's really down on himself, too. Do you have an older son?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a 10-year-old.
Okay, don't tell me. Because I'm picking up that he's really concerned about your oldest son, that he's going to turn out like him, and he's not setting a good role model example for him. The other thing that I'm getting, too, is anger issues. Does your ex have anger issues?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Oh, I just freaked you out, huh? Because I'm picking up that he's also concerned with your oldest son having anger issues, and I'm getting that you're going to have to get him into some kind of a class, an anger management type of class to deal with his anger in a positive way. The other thing that I'm picking up, too, is that his diet is going to have a lot to do with it.
Okay.
It's not okay to just throw up your anger in our society anymore, and he's going to have to learn how to deal with it. Otherwise, he's going to be in big, big trouble.
Like my son?
Yeah, your son.
Okay.
Your ex already knows this, but he's either thinking about this or it's something that's coming your way, but when I start hearing dun-dun-dun-dun, that means that it's going to be an issue. It's coming in really strong. So
okay.
I want you to keep an eye on your son.
Okay. Yeah, he does. He seems to get upset. Even with me, he gets mad because it's my daughter, because he thinks I pay attention more to her, you know, just certain things that I do.
Sure.
And it's hard, but he does.
He's not handling himself correctly, and that's what I'm saying. He needs to get into some kind of counseling or some kind of a class that's going to teach him communication skills versus anger skills. He's got to learn, in order to fit better in society and get a good job, he's going to have to learn how to deal with what he's feeling. And there are classes like in, I believe it's Taibo or something, where they teach you how to eat better for the body, but also how to manage that. You might want to look into that for him. Something like that. He's going to need some kind of counseling or something. All right.
Okay.
What did you want to know about your ex?
I wanted to know, basically, I don't know if one day I'm going to get my children back because right now he has them, like, you know, the primary custody, and I have the vacation time and so forth, but it's not going the way it should have been going right now, the way our court order is, and he's just not following anything.
No, and I'm also hearing that you're going to have to stay away from him. There's something coming down with this, and there's probably going to be another court date coming. There's going to be something else going before a judge, and I believe it's your attorney that's going to be making it happen.
Okay.
So, and it's not going to be good, and I'm getting they're saying stay away, so don't be gullible and try to befriend him when he's just trying to take advantage of you, because that's what I get him wanting to do. And I'm also getting that the kids are going to be really upset with him, too.
Okay.
So don't be surprised if they're going to start to not like their dad. And it seems like he's trying to play some trick, some gimmick, something that's not right.
Yeah, he does. He acts like in front of them, he acts like the way he shouldn't be acting, you know, when I'm around and they see it.
Right. Yeah, they're going to get to the point where they're not going to want to be around it, but you're going to have to start to protect yourself and your kids. You're going to have to put systems in place to protect you. You're going to have to start keeping a diary and documenting things. And I get the feeling like this son might be having some kind of an anger issue, maybe because of this husband. Don't be surprised if he starts acting up, and it's because he's, like, trying to vent his frustration. Your son has to have another avenue for that.
Okay,
I have to get behind your son, too. It seems like he's got a lot of sadness.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Does.
He, like, masked
it
with this curtain of anger. But behind it, I am getting, like, this little kid. I'm getting all welled up because I'm like, tearing for him. But I can see him, like, crying and being upset and being really disappointed. And I think that if you could grasp that and make him into the man of the family and teach him how to be not like his dad, but be the mature one and the man of the family and build him up as the mentor of the family, he's going to really step up to the plate and come out of this. And he's going to just change. About 6 or 8 months, he'll start to change, and you'll see him reappear as a new person. And he'll be a lot calmer, too. So,
okay, good. Yeah.
Let me know.
I was thinking about, yeah, okay. I will.
All right,
thank you, Lexi.
But don't forget in the chat room, I do have the readers in there that are giving free readings, okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling in. That keep me posted, though. I like to know, all right?
I will, I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay,
okay, I think we have another caller. Hi, you're on the air with Maxie.
Hi, am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Yay, I'm on the air.
Sandra?
Yes, dear.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in. I wanted to make sure you're all right. What happened at the meeting? Give us an update.
Oh, my God, it was so funny.
Did I not tell you?
I know. I walked in late, right? And I wanted to get there early because I wanted to sit by the door, but no. So I ended up having to sit, like, right across from him.
Yep.
It was
just like I saw. Go
so
ahead.
He nodded.
I'm just gloating over here. This is what psychics like to do.
He nodded a little, like, hi, and I just smiled and nodded back at him, and then he tried to, like, not look at me the whole time. He kept trying to talk to the lady next to him so that he wouldn't look up and look at me.
Uh-huh.
But I could see out of the corner of my eye what he was doing. So I just was like, oh, my God. It was funny.
Did he want to see you afterwards?
I haven't talked to him. He hasn't, nothing.
He will. He's just being totally embarrassed. All right, let's go spying on him. This is my favorite thing. All right, say his name for me. Let's see what he's up to.
Art.
Okay, this is what I'm getting. It really disturbed him. You were really calm and composed. I'm also getting that you looked really good. It seems like, were you busy or was it windy? Because I get this feeling like you might have been a little tousled.
Me?
But it looked really sexy.
Yeah, my hair was all... Yeah.
Seriously. And oh, my God, I'm scaring myself. Okay. Because I'm getting that he thought you looked really good. I'm getting that he wants to talk to you. He's waiting right now to see if you're going to call him. I get him, like, watching his cell phone. Did you text message him before, or have you text messaged him?
Not lately, but we used to text all the time.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up. And he's, like, watching his cell phone to see if you're going to... He's looking for a text message, and he's thinking that you're going to do it, and he's getting disappointed because you're not, and he's feeling kind of, like, down or low about it. He's wondering what to do. He knows Valentine's Day is around the corner, and he's wondering if he should do something for Valentine's Day. But it's like... He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know where to start. He's kind of at a loss. Let me see what else I'm getting. I'm a spy. I'm also seeing, too, him picking up the phone twice, wanting to call you and not doing it. Thickening out, like start to dial and put the phone down. He'll probably tell you that, too. This is really funny. When you were around him, this is one of my funny things that I always get. When you were around him, did he ever burp or burp into the phone or something like that?
Not in the phone, but, like, yeah, he would.
Because I'm seeing him burping, like, picking up the phone and then burping and put it down. But he's, like, really open with how he would belch.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm just picking up, Sandra, that he is waiting to see what you're going to do and how long you're going to wait. He's thinking that he probably should call you, but he's a little bit nervous about that. You're going to wait him out, aren't you?
Yeah, because I told you he emailed me last week and I didn't respond, remember?
No, I forgot. I just get the feeling like he's really nervous. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, it's been.
He owes you an apology.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my psychic prediction. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. I'm getting on a Tuesday night a phone call, and I'm getting an apology. And the phone call is going to be about 8:14 p.m. How's that for exact? You're going to have to let me know how close I am. You know, sometimes I can nail those exactly, and sometimes I'm off. But let's just see, because I'm getting 8:14. I can see the clock. It's Tuesday night, and I can see him, like, kind of hem-hawing around. The other thing is I also see him, or I can hear him saying that he thought you looked good. You look real good, or something like that. And I see an apology coming, and he's wanting to get together. I don't even know when Valentine's Day is, do you?
Saturday, I think. Right? Tomorrow's Friday the 13th.
Oh. I don't think you're going to hear from him for Valentine's Day. I think he's waiting to see if you're going to do something. But I don't know why I'm picking up Tuesday night really strongly. So you're going to have to let me know on that. And I just see you playing it really cool, and you guys could be getting together soon.
If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. Whatever.
Good attitude. And when I move to Sedona, you got to promise me that you're going to come visit me.
Yeah. I told you I'd help you move.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that. All right. Anyway, stay in touch with me. I'll meet you in the chat room after the show.
All right.
Okay, bye, babe.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we got two callers, so I'm going to go to the next line. Hi, you're on the air with Mugsy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Shane in California.
Hi, Shane. Where in California?
Oh, I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're about 3 hours from me.
Oh. But yeah, it's cold, in my opinion, but I guess it's not as cold as the Midwest right now, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, and we've got about 4 more storms coming, too, so buckle down the hatches. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a little bit of my California predictions, okay?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm open.
I'm getting 2 major crises in Los Angeles. I'm seeing California is going to really go through a bad time, and it's going to last for years. But there are, like, 2 major incidences that are going to be hitting, possibly riots, but I'm getting them, like, thievery, too. Masses thievery.
Really?
And it's about July, and then again about, it might be, like, a crime spree that goes from July to the end of October. But it's going to be really bad.
I wonder what that's about. Because we've had riots before.
I know, and there's going to be some kind of riots, but you know what I'm seeing? I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but it looks like the police department is really understaffed for the amount of gang members and crime people that you have in your area. I mean, it looks like you have very few police officers compared to people committing crime.
That's interesting.
I know.
So pray for L.A.
Yeah, well, what I do see is the federal government, the Federal Reserve, or what are they called, the federal police will be involved and help support to get it under control. But you're also going to have problems with the Border Patrol, too. There's going to be an issue
with
that.
Any positive stuff from Los Angeles?
Sorry.
Please.
I love it. All right, anyway, okay, let's go. What do
you
want me to look at?
It's work-related, actually, just in regards to what I should do for the next few weeks in regards to work.
Good question. I'm hoping you're working now.
Well, I'm making money. I'm an actress, so I make money doing, like, from residuals and stuff.
I see your money going up. I'm actually seeing a placement. Did you say, are you a consultant? Is that what you said?
No, an actress.
Oh, an
so
actress.
So I basically make money even when I'm not working because I make money off residuals.
Oh, sure. Wow, I'm honored, an actress. Can I have your honor?
Sure.
Okay.
If I survive this year, you're saying some bad things about L.A.
You could do it on, oh, yeah, in L.A. Okay, wait, let me tell you. You're going to be fun to read. here's what I get is something full-time coming up for you, something that could be more stable. And I keep getting April. It could be like a sitcom, or it could be, it's something that seems more stable to me. Are you trying out for anything like that now?
Yeah.
Do you have a male manager?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is there a woman in charge of a place where you went to go try out? A woman.
Did you ask me if I had a male manager?
Yeah.
No, I have an agent, but they're not men.
Okay, so your agent is a female?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I probably have this backwards. But I'm seeing a man around you, and then there's a female behind him that's getting you into someplace. So it could be your agent getting you into someplace. I see the tryouts coming out. It's funny because the job that you're having looks like it's a really fun job. You know, it looks like people are having fun on the set. Do
that
you know what job this
comedy.
Is? What?
I said that makes sense because I do a lot of comedy, and so I'm generally around funny people.
Oh, you got something coming up. It's after the 15th. It's around the 20th. Of April. You've got something coming up. I wonder if it's a man that's heading it up and it's your agent that got you there or told you. Does your agent have brownish hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure I'm seeing it correctly. The guy I get with brown hair, and he seems like he's really funny. He's very stern. He knows what he wants. He knows where he's going. And he's got his favorites. He keeps his favorites. And you're going to have something that's a regular gig. Now, do you do on-stage performances, too?
I do mostly TV, but I've done stage before. I just don't do it anymore.
Because I'm seeing, like, something with that, too. I don't know. Have you thought of doing anything in Las Vegas, too?
Oh, no.
There's something in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
You watch. By the end of the year, there's something in Vegas. It's very short and sweet, and it's fun, but it's not very long at all, but there's something in Vegas.
Cool.
So,
I'll write that down.
You'll have to let me know, but you're going to start being busier.
That'd be good. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking at your video. I'm trying to look for more stuff, but I'm not getting anything else right now. It
okay.
seems like that's going to be it. It just seems like it's going to be a little bit stressful. In a couple of weeks, it will start. It will get stressful for you, and it will last for a couple of weeks, and then you're over it. It's almost like your own personal retrograde. And then you'll start to get out of it. And then I get, a couple of offers or invitations to do stuff. There's a couple of them coming in.
That'll be this month?
No. More towards probably next month.
Okay.
I want to say the first part of next month. And I'm getting, like, three invitations to do something. I'm also getting a big party around you, too, that's coming up that you're going to be invited to. I think that's in March.
Okay.
So,
I'll keep my eyes and ears open.
Okay, good luck, and let me know. And
cool.
I'll be in the chat room afterwards so you can give me your autograph.
Okay, Lexi. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Right. Good luck to you. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm ready for the next caller. Hi, you're on the air with Lexi.
Hey, Lexi. You
Hi.
Are just so wonderful.
I don't know about that. I'm having a bad hair day. What
yeah,
can I do for you? Is this Carol?
Yeah, it is. You are so good.
You know, I don't remember people's names, but I remember voices for some reason.
Yeah.
Don't worry. do you have, were you close to a grandfather? I have a grandfather stepping in right now. He's staying somewhere.
My father.
Oh, it's probably your father then. Okay. He's saying, don't worry, things are going to start to improve. He's saying springtime offers more opportunities. I'm also getting to, like, are you, wait, I forget my readings, but are you dating somebody new?
Yes, and we went antiquing this weekend, and I had the best of time.
He's a good guy.
Well, he told me everything about himself. I talk to him every night, but I had the best of time because I work all the time, and he's got a lot of health conditions, but I really enjoyed his company, so I'm supposed to see him again. He'll be this way another week after next. But
you're going to get mad at me.
That's okay. Not really.
I think you're going to have
another. I might already
know. You have another man coming in.
Yeah, you had told me that.
Oh, I did? Oh, good. Because I see another one coming in who's going to be even better than this one. I don't think this guy's going to last. He's a good guy and everything, but there's going to be some inherent differences that keep you from really giving yourself to him. This guy's going to be more of a friend to you and an advisor and a confidant, but there's more of a friend. There's another guy that's coming, and the only thing I can say is, wow, he is very sleek, very cool, very composed, very gentlemanly. He has caramel-looking skin, round face, big eyes, great teeth. Lovely lips. Wait till you see his lips. And he's coming in probably in about 3 weeks, I want to say.
Fast. Okay. That'd be fine.
And it's going to start out really slow, but there is something about this man that's going to make your heart go fast and your hands sweat. Because I can see you're like, you're getting angry because your hands are always perspiring.
Right.
Do you do that when you get nervous?
Yes, exactly. You're right on the money.
Yeah, I see you doing that. And like, you get really frustrated because you're not going to want to hold his hand because your palms are all sweaty. I see you always, like, wiping them on your pants.
Great.
It's okay. It will go away. He thinks it's cute. He thinks it's funny. It's very flattering for him. It might be towards the end of March when this guy comes in. So, all right, what else do you want to know? And I also get you getting really busy at work. Busy, busy, busy. And I get you almost working two jobs.
Well, I am. It's funny you say, well, what can I say? I've been, I'm being promoted into another position, but I'm actually doing it now along with an old position until the transition completes. So,
wow.
You're right, I am doing, yeah, I have quite a load here, so, but it's a good thing.
I'm getting that you're doing really well, too. Ooh, have they found your replacement yet?
No, not yet.
Uh-uh.
Not yet.
But I get them, I want to see how accurate I am. I get them hiring a man, but I don't know that he's going to stay, and I don't know that he's going to be that good.
Right,
but
okay.
I don't know if he's going to stay. I just know he's not as good as you or as thorough as you, but you're going to be taken out, and you might not see what happens to him, or he might not stay. Or I don't know. I don't get a good feeling about him.
Okay.
I just don't know if your company would get rid of him because they need somebody, but he's terrible.
Okay.
He's terrible. Like, he screws things up. Isn't it important for some stuff, like systems has to be followed? There's like a chain of events that happens.
Yes. Yes.
He's going to mess that up.
Great.
I know. And it's not, I just think it's a memory issue with this guy. You know, some men just don't pay attention to detail, and he's one of them.
And that's what this is all about, detail. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think he's, let me give you a heads up. If you're in a room and you're interviewing and you're coming across the man and then there's a woman, go with the woman. The woman isn't going to be as dynamite maybe on paper, but she's a lot better. Attention to detail. She absorbs things quickly. She gets along with people, but she's a little bit quiet or a little bit passive, so she might not shine in the interview as much. But I'm telling you right now, she would be so much better at that job.
Okay, so this is coming up soon.
Yeah, I would think so. So keep an eye on it and let me know. But do you ever get involved in the interviewing?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. All right. Call me and let me know. I would like to know when that happens and the two people that are in the room and let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Carol, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, sweetie. Okay, I think we have Terry on line two. Hi, you're on the air with Mugsy.
Hi there.
Hi, is this Terry?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Hi, Terry. What can I do for you, girlfriend? I need to hear your voice.
Okay, I'd like to find out some information. I've been working on a project for many years, and I'm trying to bring it forth into a form of a book, something that will help people, and like to see if...
Okay, let me just jump in, okay?
Sure.
What I get around you is it seems like there's a lot of confusion, and it doesn't seem like you have all the bugs worked out yet, and something that you think is supposed to happen one way is actually going to happen another way. It seems like your plan is not a cohesive plan or it's not really accurate. It seems very confusing to me still.
Okay.
Very fragmented. Have you done a business plan?
It's not that kind of plan.
No, the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because if you sat down to do a business plan, it might help you to put these pieces together better. Because I don't know why, but I'm getting like it would shine some light on what you're trying to do. Not that you would turn in a business plan, but there's something in a business plan that would help you with what you're, to bring together the whole picture. I don't know what I'm seeing yet. Okay, go ahead. Ask me your question.
Well, that was it. It's taken me many, many years to get to where I'm at, and I'm definitely making progress. I'm just trying to see if it's going to be coming forth anytime soon. I'm trying to pull all these pieces from different directions together.
Oh, there you go. Do me a favor. Go to, I think there's a website called businessplans.com. And for free, you can go. And they ask you questions, and you have to answer the questions. And then after you answer all these questions, then you put submit, and it will kick out a whole business plan for you. But for some reason, it will have you start thinking in some areas that I think that you have not thought about or you did not think in depth with. And it will really help you pull this together. Once you know more of where you're going, I'm getting, then the next step is to be able to get some funding to back it up. Once you get your whole plan together.
Okay.
And then once you get your plan together, it's going to be easier to find where you're going to get your funding. It seems like it will pull things together for you so it's not so fragmented and in a thousand different pieces and you're trying to pull it together.
Okay. One other question I'd like to ask is about my husband and his health. If you see anything that...
okay, it would be better. I'm more accurate if I hear his voice.
Oh,
opposed
he's not
to yours.
He's not here.
What?
That's okay. He's not here. He's heading to another town right now for a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Oh, okay, tell me his name and I'll see if I can do it really fast.
His name is Wayne. Do you want the full name?
He had chronic issues?
He had
cancer. Getting something chronic.
Right now, he's got a hernia on his belly from surgeries that I don't think went very well. But he's a former cancer survivor.
I'm not getting a whole lot.
Well, no news is good news.
He needs corrective surgery, too.
Yes. That's what he's
I'm also getting that he needs to stay off of it or protect it, which is hard for him. Is he a really active man?
He's a golfer, and he can't play golf because of the hernia.
Okay, because he's going to have to stay off of it and not keep re-injuring it, because that's part of the problem. But not only with the corrective surgery, I also get too, like, there could be some scar tissue buildup too that's also making this problem worse.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Other than that, I think he'll be fine. My biggest concern is that he can't golf. And it's like 8 months. He needs to stay off of it. He needs to make sure that he's taking care of it. And, I mean, I would put him out for a year. Tell him to develop his leg muscles or something else that's not going to be hindering that area. But he's going to have to learn how to take care of it. That would be my only concern. I don't see any problems with the doctor, the surgery. The problem is him. And trying to rush it and being kind of stupid about it.
Yeah, especially when you work at the golf course. That's your life.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard for him, I'll tell you, because after a couple of months, that man's going to think he's ready, good to go, and he can do a little bit, and he could go back and re-injure it. And I'm getting he'll rip stuff if he does.
Right.
So
exactly.
Let me know, Terry, okay? Good luck to you. And go to that. It's businessplans.com.
Okay.
It's a free website.
I appreciate it.
Okay, good luck to you, all right? And I'd love to read you again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, we're going to go to the next line, and we have Vince on line 3. Hi, Vince. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I had to go to my cell phone, though. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. What are you doing?
Okay. I'm driving my kid to basketball practice now.
Oh, no. Okay, what do you...
I didn't know it would take that long.
Oh, I'm sorry. Make sure you stop at those stop signs, okay?
Yeah, I will. I'm fine.
All right, Vince, what do you want me to look at, hon?
I'm really looking... Two areas that are really... major concerns right now. Business transactions that I'm going through right now, they're not quite going as I'd like. And also, I'm not real happy how my spiritual life is going at this time.
Okay, let's break this down. Let's do the business first, all right?
Okay.
Because I got to jump in and go swim around and see what's going on, so give me a little bit of time. I need to see, with the business stuff, it just seems like things are stuck, and it's very gloomy around you, business-wise. It seems like you're going to have to wait. They're waiting for some funding or something to break open, which will happen around the springtime. I'm getting the 1st of April, things should start to come around. I'm also, too, picking up that you're going to get some advice from somebody that's going to be able to help you out or show you how to do things in a more efficient way or expedite things. Like there's a form or something that you're going to have to fill out. I don't know what that is. Are you in real estate or development or something like that?
Well, later on, yeah. Right now I'm just into major financial transactions.
Because I'm getting that July time frame is going to be a lot better for you, and they're saying August. So it looks like you've got a couple of jumps, not just one, that you're going to have to go through, and those are going to be lucrative for you. To me, it almost seems like you're going up the stairs, and each stair is going to provide you a little bit more comfort, but don't lose your head over it and stay with your eyes focused on the task at hand. Don't get too excited too soon, because then you got to jump through another set of hoops. It's going to be some work to get there, but it seems like there's 4 levels that you're going to be going up, or 4 transactions, something with 4. Does that make sense to you?
That's so not good. Goodness.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did you want it all at once or something?
No, it's been years.
Years?
And everybody's at the breaking point, including my own situation.
I, you know, I don't know. I mean, I wish I could give you better news. I know that things are going to start to turn around, but it's going to take a little while. There is some money coming around, and if there's a group of you that can file for it, I would go for it, and that could be as soon as March. And that might be what I'm seeing you file for. Is there an attorney involved?
Well, there's always attorneys involved, but...
Because I get an attorney involved in him advising you. He's probably the one that you're getting the advice from, but I'm getting you guys filing some kind of a form or something that's going to be giving you some additional money. But then it's like you got to sit and wait again.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Okay. I hate reading financial stuff right now. I don't like it.
I hear you. I don't like you going through dealing with it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's disheartening, it's frustrating, and the crooks get richer, and then they're scamming other people. It's just not right. And there needs to be some regulations involved. You might want to take a look. I'm just putting up my 2009 predictions. And I did cover some stuff on business, mortgages, interest rates, and stuff like that. So you might want to take a look at that. I'll be posting that probably tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Vince, what was the other one that you wanted me to look at?
Just in dealing in my spiritual growth, through this whole ugly process I've been going through in business, and many people have gone to the wayside, and it's had a real negative effect on my spiritual growth and my own connection, my higher self and all, so I'm really trying to, because I'm not visual, and the people I normally play with are, but they're so hurt because of things that have occurred, they don't want to play any longer. So it's caused a lot of, negative things in my own spiritual life. So I'm wondering if they have, my guys or anyone has anything to say to me in this area so I can have some hope.
Oh, I got tons. First of all, they're saying that every snake sheds a skin, and we're all doing that. We're all snakes shedding our skin, and as you go through a spiritual realm, maybe that's why they've always depicted the skin, because it's like we're going through this evolution, and as we go through it, we're always going to shed off the old, and that's all you're doing right now. And true people are showing their true colors around you, and you're not going to be staying in the same realm that you're in. You're going to be growing, and I keep getting a 3 around this, and they have May. So is that March, April, May, 3, yep. See, they show me, like, the number 3, and then they'll show me the month, so I know that it's on target. But May, you have some major stuff coming to you. You're going to be more of in a position of power in May. It seems like between now and then, everything's going to be kind of shaky, but you're getting to know you. The other thing I get, too, is that you've got an illness coming up, too. We're going to be sick. I think there's, like, a cold around you, a flu or something. But it's like your opportunity to have some downtime. And then you're going to be fine. You're going to come out of this, and you're going to be stronger than ever. You're going to know what you're going to go through. You're going to have so much clarity, and you're going to be ready to kick butt and take names. You're also going to be getting some new friends, and you're going to know where you're going with it, what you'll tolerate, what you won't tolerate with. You know, just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you have to be a doormat or a dummy. And you're getting a lot smarter, and you're going to be implementing that. And I just see you, like, being kind of black and white about what you're going to tolerate and what you aren't going to tolerate. And you've got a lot of clarity. That would be my key word for you, coming about May. I also get a new teacher coming your way towards May.
That would be nice.
Yeah, so you're going to be going to the next
years.
You're going to be going to the next level. And the other thing that I get too is that you have some psychic ability too. You're an empath. Do you know that?
No. I didn't know I was really empathic.
Yeah, you might want to check it out, because I get like you have a good read on people.
Yeah.
And that's going to help you in business, and that's actually going to get stronger in May. I keep getting in May.
Okay. I always thought I was cognitive, but not empathic.
There's some empathy with you, too, but you very much have a good read on people and when to trust them and not to trust them. And I just get, like, when you leave a meeting, you can go, oh, that guy's not going to do anything, or that guy's full of it, or you just kind of know. If you're not there yet, you're going to be getting there. So stay in touch with me and let me know, okay?
I definitely will.
And read my 2009 predictions, because I think it will help a lot. There's a lot of stuff coming down in June, so I don't want to tell you on the air. I want you to read it.
Okay, very good.
So you can't get mad at me. Okay, Vince, you take care, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, and everybody, I want to say thank you for listening to the Ms. Muxy Show. I will see you next week at the same time. Same station. I will be in the chat room afterwards, and so will Cinnamon Moon, so come by and say hi in Muggsy's Den. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.